Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever wished for something with all your heart, but didn't have the words or the vision to call it into existence? Don't feel like a lone ranger. There are countless souls wandering around aimlessly, looking for their missing pieces in life that will complete their big picture of living an abundant, radiant, and thriving life. Today, each and every person suffers from I.O., information overload. We are bombarded with never-ending words. However, I.O. leaves us asking, now what? Where do I go from here? Where do you go to consciously find your way to receive the answers you desire, to improve your life, health status, your proper lifestyle, your family's health and welfare, is to the now what, where do I go from here? The Star Waters and Sandy Rogers Show, airing each Thursday from 2 to 3:30 p.m., is where you'll find your answers. Star and Sandy know how confusing it is having this expert or that health professional barking at you with their opinions of what they know you should be eating, which pill for every ill is just right for you, or what you should be thinking about the availability of your time when it comes to providing healthy food for you and your loved ones. When you are constantly convinced that you lack the time to prepare your own food made with ingredients you purposely add and know it is safe and nutritious, you are now being programmed to eat fast, eat processed, because you're too busy. Don't believe the hype. Together, these wellness advocates will provide cutting-edge information, straight no chasers, to educate you and give you the words and vision to ask the question, now what? Where do I go from here?
Everybody, greetings and welcome to Now What? Where do I go from here? And you've got your two lively moderators, Star Waters, also known as the Wellness Wizard, and myself, Sandy Rogers, the Wellness Gangster. So you know we've got a whole bunch of years of firsthand personal knowledge and experiences of reversing what most people call chronic diseases, or, you know, one at least that will require a pill for you to take the rest of your life. And so we know that that's not true. And so we come with that knowledge and that information, and we invite others to come on and help us to get that point across too. So I'm so excited. I'm so excited with our guest for today. But let's do what we need to do first. So let me slow down. So we always give thanks first and foremost to our ancestors, because our ancestors have blessed us with so many gifts. And they come just willing and ready to just shower us with that. We know we stand on the shoulders of our ancestors for strength, for knowledge, fortitude, and resilience, and just a whole lot of other qualities that help us get from day to day. So now that we know better, we can do better because we follow their golden wisdom to health and wellness. So we give thanks to our ancestors always. Ashe, ashe. We thank you for...
Oh.
Yes. We thank you for joining with us today, and we invite you to be a part of this conversation. You know, Star says in our opening dialogue there about I.O., information overload, our guest today will help us to break that down and help us to understand exactly a lot of this information that's going around about health and wellness. So just hang in here with us. But in the meantime, audience, you know you're invited to join the discussion, and all comments are welcome. Our call-in number is 516-531-9819. 9819, and you would press 1 on your dial to alert us that you want to speak live on air with us. Now, the mics are extremely sensitive, so if your line is opened and you're not speaking, please put your phone on mute. This is an extremely important conversation that we're having today, and we want the best possible quality in playback for anyone that want to hear this again, to learn from what's being shared today, or if they were not able to listen to this in the first go-round. So please, please, please put your phone on mute if your line is open with a question or a comment. You can always go to straight online, www.blogtalkradio.com/Sandy Rogers. That's SandyRodgers, to listen to this show, replay, or any of our other shows in replay. So thank you for being with us. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Ms. Starr?
Yes. I am excited, but I have some words of inspiration to start our broadcast off today. Your spiritual philosophy is not moving you to the state of peace, health, wealth, and love your spirit desires. You need a new spiritual philosophy. And that's a quotation from Sun Bear. What is your spiritual philosophy? Your life philosophy? Is it leading you to places you want to go? Is it moving you through the challenges and obstacles you face? Is your spiritual philosophy yours? Or is it one that was passed on to you? Is your philosophy creating the optimism conditions in your life? Your spiritual philosophy is the way you approach life. It is the foundation upon which you can stand at any time, in any situation, without fear or falling or failing. If your spiritual philosophy leaves any room for fear, lack, hate, intolerance, anger, pain, or shame, it may be time for you to do a change. And the affirmation for this is, I am open and willing to change. And I thought that was very appropriate for today, because I am sure there are going to be some things that many of us will hear from our guests that we haven't heard before and maybe new concepts. So I'll repeat it. I am willing to change. That's it.
Ashe. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
So, you want to bring our guests on?
Yes, I'm slowly getting into it right now. I want to.
I'm excited. You see that, right? Like, come on, Star.
Because you're always the chatterbox, and I kind of sit back and let you do your thing, because it's always so wonderful. I am so excited today, and whether you knew who the guest was today or you just tuned in, and, you know, it's like whoever, I know Sandy and Star got it, because we usually do, and that's by the grace of God that individuals are pulled to this broadcast, as like yourselves, listeners, pulled to the broadcast to get the information that they most needed to have. And that is going to happen with our guest today. We have with us Mrs. Dr. Sabi and her nephew, Dashinko. I welcome both of you to the show. And how are you today?
We're doing fine, and thank you for inviting me. I am honored. Thank you.
Yes, thank you for having
me. Oh, thank you for accepting even my call and my emails and my texts. I appreciate that. And so I have just been geeked the whole time. But let's just jump right into this because, whoo-wee, just like we talked about information overload, the one thing that has been going around like Facebook and all these other social medias as far as what is going on with the time that we're in right now with the COVID-19 and the virus and all of that, the main things that a lot of people are saying, and these are grassroots people. These are people who are from our culture that is really talking this way. You don't hear this on the CBS News and Dateline and all this, but it's about us building our immunity. And can you tell us why that's so important to get our immunity built for the time that we're in right now?
The question is for me. Basically, I didn't know if he was addressing me or someone else. However, in this time, if anyone had known my the Honorable Dr. Sebi, they would know that he always talk about mucus, and it is mucus especially that debilitates the system. Yes, it is good to practice hygiene and, wear your mask while you're out because of this. However, it is also good to change your diet where your immune system would be more active, because that's what we have an immune system for, to fight off any invading bacteria or virus or what have you.
The thing is with the food that when you eat the wrong food, your body is so busy trying to process that food that it distracts the immune system from doing what it should do. So let's say, for example, if you start eating a lot of beef, a lot of milk and things like that, it creates mucus, and your body's so busy trying to process that mucus and cleanse itself of the toxins that it compromises the immune system.
Okay. So therefore, that is one of the main reasons we recommend you change your diet immediately. I mean, if you have animal products in your refrigerator, I suggest you go throw all of that out, put it in your garbage can, because you don't want to use your body as a trash can.
Okay. So you wouldn't even recommend giving all that stuff to the next door neighbor, huh? You just said throw it in the garbage can.
You know, it's a catch-22 story, because you're giving your neighbor poison. Because remember when you buy meat or so, you must keep it in your refrigerator. You don't leave it on your countertop, or your tabletop. Even if you cook it, it would still be, it would still rotten after a while. So your body is not a refrigerator. It rottens in there faster, creating inflammation. And the end result of that is uric acid, which begins to eat you up. That is our problem.
Someone once said on her Facebook page, doesn't fruits and vegetables rot too? And yes, it does, but there's a big difference. If you leave, let's say, spinach out in the sun, it'll eventually dry up and become dry, but it's still edible. Now, if you try doing that with beef or chicken and just leave it out for a day, it would kill you, even if you do cook it. And so that's the kind of thing you're putting into your body.
Okay. All right. Well, that was a good answer. And I do want to stop for a moment and kind of cool my jets because I was just so excited to get going with speaking with you, Mrs. Dr. Sethi, that I failed to give you a proper introduction. So I'm going to just stop for a moment and do that so that it will give our listeners the knowledge of who you are and what you are bringing to this table here today. Okay. So we are speaking with Kathy Bowman, a.k.a. Mrs. Dr. Sethi, who is the last legal wife of Alfredo Bowman, also known as Dr. Sethi. She was born in Trinidad, Tobago, in 1957. She began learning about healing herbs from her grandmother, who was a local herbalist in a village in Trinidad. At age 27, she moved to St. Croix, where she met Dr. Sethi. Already a vegetarian, she allied with him, helping to develop the diet of the African Bio-Mineral Balance. In 1998, with Dr. Sethi and her daughter, Zabe, she moved to Los Angeles, California. And that is where they opened up their office, and she began doing mass production of the herbal compounds, developing new formulas. In 2006, she and Dr. Sethi were legally married. They continued doing research, traveling the world to Africa, Central America, and the Caribbean. Even after his death, she continues making the herbal compounds and doing further research. And we are so happy that you took time out from your busy schedule, Mrs. Dr. Sethi, and also you as well, Dashinko, to join us at the mic here at Now What? Where Do We Go From Here show.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
Thank you. I'm excited too.
So
Mrs.
I
Dr.
Sethi.
Oh, go ahead.
No, Sethi, go right ahead.
Well, your bio states that you learned from your grandmother, and I think that's where a lot of us are at least exposed to some of these traditions that kept us well for so many years. About what age do you remember? Was that when you started with your grandmother, like 2 or 3?
At a very young age, because you know, there weren't any supermarkets or so where you go buy tea or anything. So basically, you know, we would make tea from, you know, the soursop tree, or we would have a blue vervain, which is another natural vegetation, you know, lime bud, the young lime leaves. And that's what we would, you know, use as tea, as opposed to, you know, getting things from a supermarket. So when somebody is ill, we go outside and get some chandelier bush, make it into a poultice, and, you know, we'll do things like that. It's just something that we were brought up with.
Thank you. I know that when I talk with people, the elders, in Louisiana, and when I ask them about, you know, like what herbs or, you know, do they remember, it's just amazing how they can just, like you just did, you know, like name each one of the plants and tell you what the medicinal property of them were. But we're slowly losing that, that connection to nature. And, you know, the benefits and the gifts that has already been put here for us for our healing. So we thank you for continuing the work that you and your husband started together, and that you continue to enlighten us and educate us. Are there any health challenges that the body cannot correct?
I don't. In an alkaline environment, you would find the body reacts or performs in the way it should. That is why we're designed that way, you know, just how God made us. We're designed in that image. So once you clean, you nourish and strengthen the body, you would find that it can perform miracles, actually.
Like once the body is alkaline, it starts to revert back to its natural state, and it also starts to repair itself little by little. The diet really helps, and also it's the herbal formulas that she makes that helps to expedite the process.
Well, many of us that would be coming to you for your services more than likely are coming with a full blown out acidic body. So how long would it take the average person switching from an acidic diet to an alkaline diet to start seeing results from the change?
Well, it depends on the level of acidity. It depends on what you're diagnosed with, how well you can maintain the diet we recommend. And I'm sorry, a plain aside. How well you can maintain that and take the herbs as directed. Because many folks say, you know, you can use this herb or that herb, which is good. If the herb is of natural vegetation, I can guarantee you, you would get the benefit of it. However, in order to heal the body, it doesn't matter what it is. Let's, for instance, it's acquired immune deficiency syndrome. So we have to look at what did the immune system acquire for it to become deficient.
Okay. Do you have an answer for that, or is that just kind of an open definition? Could it be many things, or are there just some things that? Pardon me.
It is mucus that has invaded the excessive mucus in the body that has invaded your skin, your blood, and your lymphatics. And that is your immune system. So it begins to break it down. It breaks down the mucus membrane and an overload of mucus. That's how it begins to destroy the immune system. However, we remove the mucus from there and you find, begin to get results within weeks or days or weeks, depending on how severe the situation is.
If I may interject. When your immune system is strong, no matter what pathogen comes into it, it will be able to fend itself off. This is why when some people, even if they have sex with somebody who's HIV positive, they may not get it themselves because their immune system does what it's supposed to do. It defends any pathogen. Now, when your body is acidic and it has a lot of buildup of mucus, it provides a perfect environment for the virus to thrive because one, the mucus provides food, and then on top of that, the immune system isn't functioning like it should. And so this is why when somebody contracts HIV, it's the virus that overtakes the immune system because of the acidity and mucus in the body.
Okay. So I would assume that when we are born, we come here with an alkaline body. Would that assumption be correct?
Yes. The body is brand new. And I always think, why should we agree to inject or, you know, invade a new body with chemicals, you know, the base of all those chemicals with these vaccinations, it's mercury, lead, antimony, cyanide, and we inject all babies with that. And added to the exact thing that they're trying to protect us against, they would be putting that same virus in into that injection. And we give our babies these vaccines, and it leads to a lifelong dependency on chemicals. And we need to stop that.
Yes.
Yes. I was honored to see my third grandchild being born. My daughter-in-law was in a room in the hospital. And I noticed how alert she was. Every time someone spoke, her attention went right to the sound where it was coming from. And she was bright-eyed and all of that. And then all of a sudden, the nurse pricked her with something, and I don't know what it was, but she then started crying. And as soon as she had her mouth wide open, the nurse put sugar in her mouth. And, of course, that stopped right away. And
exactly.
So she wasn't even more than 10 minutes old, and right away she had begun getting chemicals, that addictive sugar in her body. And we just don't realize what they do to our children from the very beginning to make dependent upon these chemicals that are ruining their health from the very beginning.
Yes, because, you know, sugar is not food. It is carbonic acid, and it is extremely dangerous. The only thing I would use sugar for is like a body scrub. It makes a great foot scrub. But to ingest it is extremely dangerous.
And it's in everything. Everything.
Yes. So that's why we need to go back to making things homemade. Make it at home so you don't add those chemicals and to the food that you're feeding, you know, yourself and your family. We need to go back to that original form of living where you make your own milk, get hemp seeds and blend it up with some water. You have pure hemp seed milk, no chemicals added. You know, there
can
are
a baby
some...
drink?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say there are some sheep sweeteners that are not as dangerous, you know, like the birch sweetener is not as bad, and also agave or maple syrup. You just have to be careful, who is producing it so that it does not have, you know, the chemicals in there.
There are certain brands of maple syrup, and I don't really want to say which one. Not maple syrup, certain brands of agave that it's so processed, it's like high fructose corn syrup. So if you can, the best place to get it would be like from like Honduras and directly from Mexico, because that's where it's more pure, right?
Yeah.
And with
and
maple
what kind
syrup,
of person do that?
Agave.
What kind of person order that?
Sometimes you can look online. We don't really have any particular brands. But sometimes you can order it online directly from that country. And when it comes to maple syrup, people always ask, is it alkaline? And because it was taken off the list a while ago, but it was recently put back on. About 15 years ago, they were using formaldehyde on the bark of the maple syrup tree to extract the maple syrup. Some of that formaldehyde would go into the maple syrup. However, that has been outlawed for at least maybe 10, 15 years. And so it's no longer compromised like it was before. And the maple tree has been around since the dinosaur age. So it is an ancient tree. So that's why it's still recommended.
Okay. Well, I'm going to stick with this baby subject for just a little another moment. And what is your suggestion for mothers feeding their children formula? Tell us about your opinion of soy formula.
Soy is extremely dangerous. your breast is the best food for your baby. Soy is like, it's like one element away from plastic. It would damage your respiratory system, clogging your lungs, your bronchial tubes, etc. It was never meant to be consumed. But
wow.
For a baby, breast milk. And if you cannot do breast milk, then we can make a formula with a plant that would not hurt that baby, like sea moss. We have a sea moss mix for the baby, or hemp seed milk, walnut milk, you know, but just no animal products, no animal milk.
Actually, she gave me a really good idea for formula milk. You could get hemp seed milk and by making the hemp seeds yourself and putting it in a blender, blending a little bit of sea moss and also a little bit of vanilla extract and some maple syrup could be a great formula for kids. She gave me that idea like a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I couldn't even remember
that. What's the name of the extract?
Vanilla. Vanilla extract.
Pure vanilla extract. It is the only spice I would recommend. It's not as dangerous as others.
And is that pure vanilla only, not the imitation?
Not the imitation. Pure vanilla extract.
Okay. So can you say items again? I'm sorry.
Yeah. You would know by the price you pay for it. It's a little bit more expensive.
Oh, a whole lot more expensive. I saw some at Costco, and, of course, I always want to go with the real deal. But I quickly put it back on the shelf when I saw it was $27. Oh, baby.
She said cheap things is not good, and good things is
there
not cheap.
Go. There you go.
And it is much better if you pay with paper or coins than you pay with a pound of your flesh.
Mm, oh, I love it.
And also, first of all, I have to say I'm very cheap. It's my aunt who does it five times a day. And so, like, when it comes to an alkaline diet, I like to, like, save money, you know. So there are ways that you can get alkaline food and not pay an exorbitant amount of money. For example, a lot of times you can go online. Some of the foods may come out a little cheaper than if you go to the store. Sometimes I have to order a lot of stuff for her online. Also, your farmer's market and those really small Mexican places, they sell food cheap. Like, say, for example, if you go to Whole Foods and buy dandelion greens, which is one of the foods she always recommends, it comes out expensive. But if you go to, like, Mexican store. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, there's a Beaufort Farmers Market. They have dandelion there, and it's cheap, and you get a whole bunch of it. So it's all about where you shop and researching and basically changing the places that you go to get certain things.
All right. Thank you.
It's important, Dashenko, and because I believe we all have a tendency or would like to be wise with our dollars and, you know, and how we use them. So for that little nugget of information right there is excellent, because you can also find the dandelion at some of the farms too. You know, they're readily available, and the farmers, they're not as wise as to the health benefits of dandelion, and they'll gladly give it to you. Like, yeah, please come in and take it. You know, take as much as you want. So, yeah, dandelion is quite healthy. Did you want to go into further explanation on that, or?
Yeah. Say that again. I'm sorry.
On the dandelion, its health benefits.
Yeah, it's loaded with iron. It's nutritious, and it's considered a weed. Everybody cut down the weed in America and plant lawn and artificial grass, and that plant is there. And you don't even have to buy it if you just let the weed grow. You know, it's like the dinosaur plant. It is very good. And you have to be very careful of the pesticides that they throw on those plants to kill it.
So when you get that plant, you want to make sure it's from a place that they don't spray pesticides all the time. So you can go out into the country. Literally, you can go out into the country or just like a big lot where they haven't cut in a while and pick it out.
Yes, yes. Excellent.
So
thank you so
much.
Dandelion's really good for cancer patients because it helps to boost your immune system. And also good for people who have virus diseases because they've actually done studies on dandelion and have shown that it actually has antiviral and anti-cancer properties.
Because it's extremely high in iron, and iron is magnetic. It attracts every other mineral to it. So it contains chlorophyll, which is like carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen, which is like the base of life. And we will talk about cancer a little bit, what causes it as well.
Okay, excellent. Thank you for sharing
So is tea the only way that you can ingest the dandelion?
No, you can use it as a salad. Most people are very, they don't really like the taste of bitter, but actually it is a great salad. You can mix it with the regular salad or so, or you can juice it.
I'm very, very picky on taste. If it doesn't taste good, I'm going to fight to take it. So with me, when it comes to the dandelion, and I actually almost have that every day, I prefer to make it in a smoothie with some alkaline fruits, like strawberries, blackberries, add a little ginger to it. If you go to a Mexican restaurant, you can get some tamarind pulp, and you can mix it with that. But, yeah, if you're one of those people who are very finicky on taste, juicing and doing smoothies with fruits helps to mask it. But either way, but eat it or juice it, get it into your system.
All right.
I actually like the taste of it, especially in a salad. It gives a different flavor to it. I like it in a salad.
Yes, me too. It's very good. And as I said, it's high in iron. And we need to get accustomed to different tastes. Like most of the herbs that are really good for you, they're extremely bitter.
But isn't bitters supposed to be healing for us? That we should have what they call bitters frequently?
Yes.
And can you talk a little bit more about what bitters are and how we can incorporate those in our daily diet?
It should be taken at least once per day, any type of bitters. For instance, when we are in Central America, we use a plant like maybe guaco or contrivo. And it's extremely bitter, and you drink that in the morning. That's the first thing you take as a breakfast. In the U.S., let me see, you can probably have yellow dock and pork root, and you can make, a bitter tea with that. It contains so many minerals in there, especially iron. That is what we need to do to begin to replace the minerals that are deficient since we were born.
And let me tell you, she has this product that's like magic and that I absolutely hate taking, but you see the benefits from it right away. It's called CC4. And that is one of the most bitterest things that I've ever taken, but it's a compound that goes into your body and helps to draw out mucus, if you want to talk about that.
Yeah, it not only cleans the colon, it cleans the body from the cellular level, removing the environment. Again, the acidous environment of the body, and that's what I was going to talk about with cancer as well. The reason why the cells are cancerous and they're proliferating abnormally, it is because of the environment of the body. And what we do, we change the environment of the body by actually removing the inflammation, the mucus, the toxins, the acid, and delivering minerals that are deficient. And so you would find the cells begin to behave normally again once we've removed that environment that is causing the cells to behave abnormally or proliferate abnormally, I should say.
And what a lot of people don't realize is everybody actually has cancer cells in their body. What your body does on a daily basis is it seeks those cells out and it destroys them. And but when you have an acidic body and a lot of acidic foods, basically your immune system, as we keep saying, gets distracted and the cancer cells overtake your immune system.
And Dashiko, did you say that that was called C4?
C4. It is a cell cleanser with four herbs, proprietal herbs that we have that we make the CC4 with. Yeah, it is a compound. It's not sold separately because as we're cleaning the body, we must deliver minerals that's deficient. So that way you can be assured that, it, you know, as you take it, you won't feel, you know, any type of weakness or so because we can't just clean and not replace minerals.
Right now, preparing some CC4 by hand. This is a special type of CC4. He's also doing a special tonic Electra, again, by hand in her kitchen here. Eventually, those products would probably be available starting maybe next week for anybody who is interested in getting some of her handcrafted products. You can send a text to 305-778-0986 just requesting more information about the CC4 and the special tonic Electra. Again, the number is 305-778-0986, and you have to send a text requesting information about the CT4 and the special tonic Electra.
All right,
okay.
And we will make sure that we give that again. So you guys, I hope you have your pencil and paper in hand. If not, get it now because you can tell we're getting ready to start loading you down with some knowledge here for real that you want to take note of.
And speaking on that, so how would I, a person who would like to get some of your healing herbs, how would I go about that without knowing all of the ailments that I have and what they might be called? I mean, how do you do consultations?
Well, the thing is, you would have to call in for a consultation so I can actually know what I'm treating. You would have to come with your diagnosis and, you know, how long you've had the situation, the problem. And that way I can design a therapy treatment that would suit your needs, you know, because someone may have, let's say someone has high blood pressure, they may not have diabetes, or they may, or other things that's going on with them. And to remember that your information is confidential, there would be no information given out anywhere else. And that way I can design the package to suit your needs. You should call in that same number, which is 305-778-0986 for a consultation. They can send a text to that number so we can arrange an appointment for a consultation.
The reason why a consultation is so important is her therapeutic packages aren't one size fits all. So let's say, for example, the way that high blood pressure may affect someone, it might affect another person differently. And so there have been cases where she might give one herb to another person and then to another person and say, well, actually, because of how long you've had it and how high it is, we need to approach it like this. So this is why speaking first is very, very important, so that way you have the proper guidance in order to be able to heal efficiently.
All right.
That's really good because some people blindly will just want to take the pill, you know, without the knowledge. And it's always better to have the knowledge so that the treatment that's being given works efficiently and effectively, and that the person understands the reason why their body is not operating optimally anyway. So thank you for that. Mrs. Dr. Sabi, do you have a story that you can tell us about any of the healings that you've been a part of or been responsible for?
It's so many. People with diabetes especially. In fact, I think diabetes is one of the quickest treatments to heal. It is because we need to remove the debris from the pancreatic duct. It's not that you're not producing insulin. However, we need to remove the plaque that's in there, deliver minerals like chromium, so your body now can deliver that insulin it needs, you know, deliver it to your bloodstream. And healing is not just a one-shot go. It's not an injection. Healing is a process. So what our treatments are in 30-day increments. What happens in 30 days, depending on how you feel, that will determine what your follow-up is going to be like. And I am not a magician, so I cannot tell you how great you're going to feel in 30 days. However, you do not have to wait the 30 days to see how you're feeling. Within between 3 and 7 days, you would know for a fact you are taking something to help you, because these minerals go into the body and do work immediately.
Can you tell them the story that you were telling? Like, it happened like a couple of years ago with the neighbor that came, it was in Grenada.
Yes. Yes. Because this lady, she came and she said she had diabetes. However, she just wanted a diabetic treatment. So I just gave it to her. You know, I figured her family members knew me or whatever. So I gave it to her. In 3 days, so it was 4 days, her sugar had went down so low that I had to go next door, tell her to go next door, please, and ask her neighbor for some chemicals, a spoonful of sugar, so that it would, you know, stabilize it, because it went down too low. So that is why I always recommend a consultation. So I would know if you're on medication, if you're taking insulin, or so that I can design the package that would suit your needs. We do have folks who had, like, lupus. I remember most recent one is in Grenada. I can call his name. His name is Harold, and he would testify. He said, anytime. When I first saw him, his skin was extremely, you know, he was extremely broken out. The skin was bad. He's had it for over 20 years, and he was ashamed to wear short sleeve and short pants. And he came to me, and I told him, "Don't worry. We need to get the acid out of your body. Where's the acid in lupus? It is in the connective tissue. The connective tissue. So we remove the acid and inflammation from there." And there goes the lupus. We strengthen your immune system, strengthen your bone cells, your muscles, your brain and central nerve, the reproductive organs, etc. And within 4 months, he came to show me he can wear short pants and a T-shirt.
Wow.
You know, so wow. It's all repairable. Grace Rwanda, and I can call her name because she testified in one of our lectures before. She also had lupus. I haven't heard from her in a little while, but she also woke up with pain every day. And within 4 days, it was gone. We were traveling with Michael Jackson at that time.
Wow.
So anywhere from 4 days to 4 months.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
But within 4 days, for a fact, you're taking something to help you. Because these minerals, remember, a drop as small as a mustard seed, you would find that these minerals begin to work immediately. It is the herb for the healing of the nation. The herb is your medicine and the fruit is your food. And we have strayed from that. That is why we're all sick.
I like that.
Have
herb
you had
is your
an
medicine.
Say that again, please. Sorry.
I was asking if you would repeat that, what you said. Herb is your medicine?
Yes, the herbs are
and
your medicine. And the fruit is your food. And because
food,
we have strayed from that, it is because we have strayed from that, that is why we become ill so quickly.
Yes.
Even young folks have diseases where, it was only heard in older folks, like after you're 70 or 80 years old. Now young folks are having diabetes, high blood pressure, lupus and all of this. That wasn't heard of. And obesity, it is a pandemic as well. Obesity, where we're giving our kids so much hazardous foods, GMOs, I call them. Genetically modified food.
Yes. Have you had an opportunity, Mrs. Dr. Sebi, to treat anyone with the COVID-19 virus?
Yes, we do have a few clients. I think my last video, someone called in to testify. I can't remember her name right now, but one of my last live videos, someone called in to say that the tightness in her chest is gone, and that was only like 3 or 4 days after taking some of the product, that we begin to break down the excessive mucus in your respiratory system.
One of my clients, she actually had it for a while, and I had told her, but she didn't listen to me, because the thing is with COVID, when the symptoms come start the onset, it could go away and disappear for a week and then come back stronger, because during that week when it's going away, it's actually going deeper into the lungs. So she didn't believe me because she started getting better. And then I got a text from her sister saying, call my sister, she's sick. And I automatically knew what it was. So I spoke to her, and her symptoms had gotten worse. She was having difficulty breathing. I said, well, the way that COVID works, if you, and this is to anybody that hears this that may have COVID, you have to start treatment immediately, because somebody could go from one day to the next. You could speak to them one day, and the next day they could get. So I said to her, if you want to get the herb, you have to get them ASAP. And so she agreed. So I had to bring the herbs to her the next day, and even the next day she already had gotten twice as worse. So when I gave her the treatment, she told me a couple hours later that she was starting to feel better. The next day, and this is within a period of 12 hours, her cough had disappeared, her shortness of breath had disappeared, the fever was gone, her body ache was gone, but she still went to the doctor like I instructed her. She did the test, and the next day she called me back and she said, listen, they called me to come back in because I had tested. They said I tested positive, and they called me to come in. They said I had to come in right away. Then she said when she did the x-rays, the doctor said, I don't understand what's going on, because it seems like it was really bad, but it's going out of your system. And she said, well, I spoke to an herbalist and they were able to help me. And the doctor said, if it wasn't for the herbalist, you would be dead right now. I'm not going to give you any medication, because whatever this guy is doing is working. Go back and see him and keep doing the program. And this is the program that was obviously set up by my aunt. These herbs are very, very effective, and the way that they are handling the coronavirus is completely wrong. People are basically dying for no reason. A lot of these people that we have helped have their symptoms have disappeared in less than 24 hours. And in this particular woman's case, she went back a week later and the test came out negative.
And that's a key point that you just said, Dashiko, is that people are dying for no reason. And now medical profession is coming out emphasizing even more that basically, black people and brown people are dying because of pre-existing health conditions that many of us have known about for years and years and years. Every time we go to the doctor, they tell us, oh, you got high blood pressure, you got diabetes. Oh, it's because of your family history, you know. And, hey, we don't know what to do with it other than to take the pills. And so because it's distressing to us, many times we just go and bury our heads in the sand because we don't want to hear it. But now it's between life and death and in a short amount of time. So we don't have time for that. So I am so happy that the both of you are on this show to give people hope that you don't have to be a sitting target for this virus to get you. You now have to step forward and take the steps to clear your body of mucus so that you can be well. And you have certainly explained that, where even what they say, like the Reader's Digest educated people would be able to understand it. So thank you so very much.
Yeah. Well, you know, diseases are not really inherited. What happens is that your grandmother was cooking the same food your mother was cooking, and then you begin to cook the same food. So, of course, those acidic foods will give you the same symptoms, the same, you know, symptoms that would cause, like, high blood pressure, diabetes, you know, stroke, et cetera. I do have a few people, too, who does not, is out of stroke, because it is, your body is losing electricity. From eating actually dead things, your body is electrical. You need to be eating electrical food, you know, live food. Not, you can't eat dead things and expect it to give you life. That is one of the main things that we do that we are not aware of. And diseases are not inherited. Of course you're going to have the same thing your mama has, because you're eating the same food she's cooking that her mother was cooking and her grandmother was cooking. We need to stop, break that trend of food that we eat. Dead things cannot nourish you. You do not need protein and you do not need vitamins. What the body needs is minerals. And you would see, you can agree with me and or disagree. For your blood, don't you need iron?
Yes.
Well, that's not a protein or a vitamin. It is a mineral. For your bones, you need calcium, magnesium. Those are still minerals, right?
Right.
Yeah. For your reproductive organs, zinc. For your pancreas, chromium. If you go throughout your body, you would see that it is minerals that the body is lacking of, not protein or vitamins. In fact, I take people off that as soon as they come to me.
Listening
because that's
you,
the conditioning that's been out, you know, like you need this vitamin and take this one, vitamin D, and, you know, it just stands to reason that you need the full scope of, like you were saying earlier, about taking out just one part of something versus the whole plant or the whole supporting mechanism. And that's how it all comes together, because when it was created, you know, the creator knew exactly what to put together for it to be of benefit for us. But when you start taking it apart, then you still need the other parts to for it to fully operate in your system.
Exactly.
So,
you're absolutely
yeah.
right. It becomes volatile when you remove the supporting agent. You can't just take one ingredient or one element out of a plant and expect it to perform the way it should.
Mm-hmm.
Everything needs support, and that's how plants do it. And that's the only thing that's really digestible to give us the minerals we need. A plant, it is able to absorb the minerals from the soil or the environment and put it in a perfect package, in a leaf or the flower, the stem, the root, for our digestion.
It is actually said, and this is actually a study that was done by, I believe it was, I'm not sure, I think it was a college, but they actually said that Americans have the most nutritious pee. And the reason why is because with the American diet, especially when it comes to black people here in America, they don't eat a lot of vegetables as much as people in other countries. So what a lot of people do is they will take a vitamin. The thing is, the way that the vitamin is constructed inside the pill, your body doesn't recognize it or absorb it the same way as it would as if it was from a plant. So what it basically does is take a lot of those vitamins and process it, and it comes out into the pee instead of being absorbed by the body. Your body does recognize the vitamins and the minerals that comes from plants. So it's able to absorb it more and apply it to the body where it's needed.
Makes so much sense. That is so clear. So, Mrs. Dr. Sabi, when you talk about electric foods, is it the same as alkaline foods, or is that two different categories there?
Yes, it is alkaline foods. All natural foods are. Yes. All native plants are electrical. And one of the things, you know, that someone would argue is about, you know, whether you should eat raw or whether you should cook your food. Something is a native is a native plant. It doesn't matter what you do to it. You would still get the carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen from this plant because you cannot make energy disappear. It would, whether you burn it from ash, whether you steam it, boil it, whatever you do to it, you don't really lose the, it doesn't lose the electricity. So it would still be of benefit. I prefer to cook my food. If I have to eat something, it's kind of half and half, but I prefer to cook it because I like taste. I like hot pepper and all that stuff. So,
and also, we do have a lot of clients who are raw vegans, and they will come to us and say, well, I've been eating raw vegan. But then when you also look, a lot of the raw foods that they're eating aren't even on the alkaline list. Like, say, for example, cauliflower, carrot, and thing like that. So a lot of times it's not so much whether it's raw or not, it's the actual food that you're eating. And then you also have certain foods that are more easily processed by your body when they're cooked, especially like certain leaves, like amaranth greens or some other types of vegetables like that. So, so it's not so much about whether it's raw or not, it's the actual food that you're eating.
And do you have that information on the website?
We're working on the website right now. Once the website is done, it's going to be www.mrsdrsabi.com.
Okay.
So
I'm gonna try to get one other website for products and things. We're on the downside of our show, so we've got about 20 minutes or so left. So if you could give us the website for the products or, you know, what we could use to be in contact with you, and then we can continue the conversation because we want to give it again at the very end of the show, but I would like for people to be able to write it down now.
So first, just to let you know, these websites are to buy if you don't have a specific issue. Like, say, for example, you just want energy or you just want to have something simple. This is not really for somebody who has an issue like diabetes, high blood pressure, cancer, herpes, to go ahead and order. You first need a consultation so that way you know which package to get and also what will go into that package before ordering. And this is for anybody who has any specific type of disease, herpes, diabetes, whatever, you need to get a consultation first before placing an order on the website. If you are on the East Coast, the website is www.next, as in E-N-E-X-T,
Gen, G-E-N, Herbal Products with an S, .com. If you're on the West Coast, it's international, I-N-T-L, Herbal Products with an S, .com. And the number to call in to schedule a consultation is, give me 1 second. This is a new number, so we don't quite have it memorized yet. It is 305-778-0986. The best thing to do is to send a text asking for a consultation, because we get so many calls, it's really hard to pick up the phone, and it's also hard to read voicemails. So you must send a text asking for a consultation at 305-778-0986.
Excellent.
I'm going to try to get in here, because I have been cut off about 4 times. I would like to ask you, you mentioned about the native plant. What is that? What is the native plant? Is it native to a particular country or particular location? Can you please explain that for me?
Yes, some plants are native to certain countries or so. But when I say a native plant, it is something that occurs on the planet naturally. Like for instance, elderberry, you would find that more on the East Coast more than you would find it on the West Coast. But you will find nopal, or what is the name of that cactus?
Ratchet leaf in English?
Ratchet in the Caribbean. Nopalis, I think they call it in the...
Yes, nopalis.
Yeah, that plant was found widely in California towards Mexico. It's so much food.
You can even find it in Georgia.
Yeah, it's all the way in the Caribbean as well, but not as much as how it grows in California. You would find like things like King Kilibar and Kang Kang grow. You would find that growing in Africa, which I like those plants very much. In Central America, you'll find Guaco Contrivo. You'll also find some of that in the Caribbean. In Jamaica has Guaco and Contrivo. It is the same environment. You will also find something like Zebra Peak. Blue Vervain, you'll find it growing in Trinidad. That's natural vegetation. Something like Shepherd Purse, Seed on the Leaf. These things are just natural vegetation. You know, pork roots, those things grow more in the south. You know, they are natural. You will even find sensitiva in growing in the south, which is a plant that you can use especially for the reproductive organs, especially for the male if there are any prostate problems. That is a great plant. You make a tea with it. You know, it's a plant you may know as well. When you touch it close, it has a purple bulb on top as the flower. It is called sensitiva. We call it Tea Marie, Sleeping Beauty, My Hunt Picker. But this plant, the same way it moves when you touch it, when you make a tea with it, it makes you move. It's an electrical plant.
Wow.
And there are so many others, like stinging nettle grows in the Caribbean wild as well. You know, it's just native plants. You don't have to plant it. It's just there.
It grows. Okay, we've got one caller, and let me just make an announcement. I know we've been going nonstop, but for listeners, if you have a statement, a question, a comment that you would like to ask of Mrs. Dr. Sabi or her nephew, please, you can give us a call at 516-531-9819 and push 1 on your dial to be able to speak live on air with us. So our first caller, area code 940-535, would you give us your name and your comment or question, please?
I am Eve, and I'm calling to say to Star and Sandy, helping the world see it is a big thing. To the doctor is a great thing. Thank you. To the doctor and, wow, the kinfolk, I have a heart that's smiling. And what else you brought on for me and everybody else I'm going to speak for is tears of happiness. Thank you all. Thank you all.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I'm just so smiling and crying and having a ball.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate you.
I have a quick question.
Got another caller, Star. Hold on. 503-793, would you give us your name and your comment or question, please?
Yes, greetings. Hello, Queen Star. This is Victoria from Portland.
Hi.
Yes. My question is about hormones for women that postmenopausal. Are there ingredients, plants, I should say, vitamins that we can take, or that's my question.
Can you repeat your question, please?
Are there herbs that women that are postmenopausal can take to help kind of replace what hormones female hormones do for our bodies?
Definitely, definitely. You know, I'm in my 60s, so I know exact. I made it for me, and now it's it's one of our best sellers. We have a female formula at nextgenherbalproducts.com. It's called the female formula. If you go to internationalherbalproducts.com, that's international in short, herbalproducts.com, it's called the her formula. We also have flower wash and everything to, you know, give you that youthful feeling and every again.
And if I may suggest, in a case like that, even when it comes to menopause, I always recommend still doing a consultation so that way a therapeutic package could be put together for you, because the more mucus and toxins that are built up in your body, the more exaggerated, drastic are going to be your changes, like your hot flashes and mood swings and things like that. So when you start to alkalinize your body, you start to cleanse and you take stuff like CC4 and whatever else you recommend, the changes are a lot swifter. And sometimes there are certain cases where a woman is actually going through menopause early and the toxins are built up that is causing that. So that is why even for cases like menopause, I still recommend doing a consultation.
Because sometimes your period comes back. I remember about 20 years ago, we had a 52-year-old woman. Her period came back, and she had a baby. That baby is in her 20s
wow.
now. So we're cleaning, we're replenishing the fauna and flora of the entire uterine wall, your ovaries, your fallopian tubes, your vaginal tract, et cetera, giving you back even your elasticity.
Okay.
She didn't sue you, did she?
Pardon me?
I said she didn't sue you, 60-year-old woman, with her having the baby after you corrected her. That was just a joke, actually.
She had a baby. Yeah. My mom had my last sister when she was 51. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, it is definitely possible to renew your entire body. I'm not saying everybody can and everybody will, you know, but we've done that before as well. And, you know, if you just want like a general cleanse or so, just call me. Let me see, what's happening, and I can best design even if it's a mini therapy program for you.
Okay. Thank you, because I'm in my 60s, and my nurse practitioner was suggesting some compound ingredients, and I just don't know if that's natural or not. So,
well, you can always research the origin of whatever ingredient it is, but I do know that this has been perfected over the years, so. Yeah, you can be assured that what I would offer you, and you don't have to wait within a couple of days, you will know for a fact you're taking something to help you. You know, I don't make that kind of medicine where you have to try to see if it works.
Yes, I will call for the consultation by next week and hope to be on some of the herbs. And thank you for your time, and thank you, Star, for being that shining light for years now.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you,
Victoria, for calling.
Victoria is an ex-police officer, so she's got it going on. Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
Thanks, Victoria.
All right, I'll talk to you. Thank you. Goodbye.
And
we got one other caller. Hold on, let me open the line up first. My apologies. 503-997. You want to give us your name and question or comment, please?
Yes, my name's Brian. I'm calling from Portland, Oregon. Hi,
hey, Brian.
My nephew.
My question is, you hear so much on television and everything regarding men's health, and more specifically, like men's fertility or virility. What are some of the, and you talked about that the sativa plant was good for reproductive. What are some other plants or herbs that would also address those situations?
Actually, we do have a male formula as well. However, again,
okay,
we have to remove the plaque that's corroding the system so you can get that blood flow you need, you know, as though, like when you're young. For instance, you know, my husband in his 80s, he was making children. That's what caused the split in the first place. However, he told me that I should not be, why should I be upset about that? And I told him I will, because it's good for business. And I told him I will use that because I thought I was strengthening him for me. However, that was not the case. But definitely you can get the energy you need. You must change your diet. You cannot eat dead things and expect your body to act the way it should. Changing the diet, and you can get our meal formula. You can go to nextgenherbalproducts.com or internationalherbalproducts.com. And you must change the diet.
So just to add to that, as a one man to another, I don't exactly eat like I should all the time, but that's part of the reason why I do a lot of cleansing. But when I do eat correctly, and when I do take my aunt's products like CC4 and some of the male formula and some other herbs that she'll recommend, I do notice a difference between my sex drive. My sex drive is a lot better when my body is cleansed than when it isn't. So, you know, that's, again, just like I was telling the previous caller, that's why the consultation is so important, because a lot of times, especially with men, we just try and resolve problems simplistically. So, you know, instead mm-hmm. of actually getting a full therapeutic package, we'll just get male formula and think that's really all it needs. But really and truly, just getting male formula alone is just putting a Band-Aid over the problem. There's a reason why the virility and the libido isn't the same, or why your strength isn't, why you aren't as strong as normal, because there's a problem. So you need a therapeutic package to address that problem. And then after you have done your cleansing process, you take male formula, so that way it's a maintenance.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you, Brian.
Thank you for calling
thank
in,
you.
Brian.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So we have about 7 minutes left. Star, did you have another question?
I did. I'm thinking that with all of the information that you're giving us, Mrs. Dr. Sebi, I'm wondering, is there a Mrs. Dr. Sebi University that people can sign up and sit at your feet or be in the same room with you to learn all of these wonderful foods and minerals and herbs and know what they do for us. Where do we go from here?
We actually had planned on doing a live class in the Bahamas. In fact, I was looking for a place, and then COVID happened, and so that completely threw us off. So she does plan on doing some live classes, where you can fly somewhere for a weekend, where she will go over the alkaline diet, herbs, and
how to prepare them.
Right.
Yeah. How to prepare
them. Awesome.
We're still working on it, but looks like that probably won't be till next year until people maybe are ready. Unless she says otherwise, because, she's a boss.
Right.
That would be great.
Yeah. I'll drive down to Florida. I don't have to wait a whole year and come and do a mini.
I want you to be safe, so I don't want you to do any kind of flying and all that stuff right now. But would definitely put together, and we would put it out there so, folks could know. Because these are simple formulas that we can use. That's probably right in your backyard. You don't even have to buy it. You may have to buy the expensive other stuff, the vanilla extract, and, that you can add to give it a little, to make it palatable, even though I don't really care for that. You're not taking herbs for the taste. You're taking it for what it would do for you. So,
correct.
Definitely, just simple things like how do you brew herbs? If it's a leaf, you cannot boil leaves, to get the benefit from it. You should just steep it. And, and then we have bark and flowers and how to prepare those properly, So it will be a nice little class as soon as we do it, Herbology 101.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Yes. Can't wait. We got one other caller here. As soon as the line opens up. Okay, 503-839. Give us your name and your comment, please.
Hey, my name is Sabiti. Just want to say you guys are doing a great job. Love to listen to the show weekly and be informed weekly. So I appreciate everything that you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Thank you. And
thank
who's your
you.
Mama?
Yeah.
Who's your mama?
And my mom is Star. My mom is Star. But for Miss Dr. Sabi, I have a question. I'm starting up a garden, and I want to know, what kind of herbs do you recommend are a prerequisite for someone to have in their garden?
One of the things what I do, I usually go to where herbs grow naturally and take them from there. However, with a garden, rosemary, basil, sweet basil, how do you say rekao in English? Culantro. These things you can have it right on your balcony or above your sink. But as far as medicinal herbs, I will go to where that plant grows naturally, because the reason why it's growing there is because it has the minerals in the soil to produce that plant. That is why when I have to use very strong herbs, I go to Africa, especially Guinea, where, there are so much minerals in the soil there, in the diamonds, the whatever minerals that's there. The plant has the ability to absorb the minerals from the soil. And when you drink it, it makes you shine like a diamond. It's not the rock. It is what it does for you.
Awesome.
Wow.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Yeah. And if I find some more, think about some more, tomatoes, cucumbers, chayotes.
Oh.
Also, asparagus.
We've got one other caller, 770-413, and we're on the downside. Got a couple of minutes left. 770.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
Yes, your name?
This is Graceful. Hey, Sandy.
Hey.
Star. I had to call in.
Go right ahead.
Oh, wow. I have so many questions that I wrote down, but I'll just ask this one. As you said, I have dandelions growing in my backyard, especially since it was a post on Facebook in your group, Sandy. And ever since then, I've just seen them sprout out all everywhere. And I just wanted to start pulling them up. But how do you, once you pull them up, what do? What's the procedure?
You wash it. You wash it. You put, have a bowl of water. You sprinkle some sea salt in there, rinse it out, and then you chop that up, and that's your salad. Or you don't have to chop it up. Just use the whole, eat the whole. Yeah.
The yellow and everything, huh?
All of it. All of it. It's, you know, as long as we're not indulging in blood and bones, I think we're pretty safe.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so excited. And I will be calling you for a consultation.
Thank you. Looking forward.
Awesome. All right, we're down to the last two or three minutes, so I'm going to turn the mic back over to, this is Dr. Sabi and her beautiful nephew, Yoshinko, so that we could allow them to give us contact information, upcoming events or whatever they would like to share with us within these last couple of minutes. But the mic and the floor is all yours.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, again, the number to contact for consultations is 305-778-0986, 305-778-0986. Remember, you do have to send the text asking for a consultation because we get such a high volume of calls that it's hard to answer, and it's also hard to check for voicemail. If for anybody interested in booking Mrs. Sabi, you can email her assistant at MrsDrSabi@hotmail.com. And in a couple weeks, we should be launching her personal website that will offer information like more information about the alkaline diet, also an updated alkaline food list, information about her consultations. It will be at www.MrsDrSabi.com. Again, www.MrsDrSabi.com.
All right.
Thanks.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, we only have a few minutes. It has been an honor to be on the show, and I hope we will be able to do this again. It's always so much information. Yes, we have to do this again.
For you as it was for us, because this was just a treat, and I thank all of our listeners that called in and got going. Next time you got to call in earlier. So I'm going to self and Sandy and extend a future invitation for the two of you to come on again if you so desire. We would love that.
No problem. That would be an honor, definitely. Thank you so much.
Yeah, because you've opened the door. Now we need to walk through and really get the information and to learn exactly the additional information that we need, because we've been so conditioned to believe that we get our calcium from cow's milk and we get protein from animal flesh. And, you know, so it's not just one lesson. It's continuous because we need to overcome all of that. And my heart is just so touched, like Eve was saying, just you have just been a storehouse of energy, you and Doshinko. And so thank you, thank you, thank you. Continue doing the work to bless God's children. And we know that your husband is looking down with a great big smile on his face.
Thank you. Thank you so
thank
much.
You. Thank you very
much. And it is about just going back to God, the things he's provided for us.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Thanks. Yes.
Thank you so much. So let's hear it for us.
co-op issue is co-op.
Ashe.
Asheo.
Yes, yes, yes. All right. Woo, I,
thank
cool.
you.
You know
and
what?
That is it. We'll see you next Thursday with a whole new guest. Thank you, everybody.
All right. Goodbye.